Hiya guys, so thanks for joining me again. You're here with Mel and it's amazing being reflecting on my life. Just preparing to like do this podcast is having me to reflect so much and be so thankful, so grateful to God. It's about his glory, it's about him getting glory. It's not about glorifying myself because I've got nothing to glorify myself about. But everything that I am, everything that I've been through, all that I've become, all that I was because of him. If you believe in God, then you'll be saying amen right now because you'd know that we serve a God that makes no mistake and that he has a plan that's way greater than our plan. He sees our ending before our beginning and then therefore he knows what we're going through will work out for our good because we love him. So guys, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening to the other podcast. I briefly touched on my childhood in Trinidad and also on my papa's funeral and how they cremated him outside and the trauma it may cause and it can cause and it has caused and how we as parents from the Caribbean may not deal with death and teach children about death or bereavement or grief. However, if you are someone that has struggled with bereavement and grief as a child, it's never too late to go and get therapy. It's never too late to go and get help. There's bereavement helplines out there that are free of charge. By all means, phone them and let that child in you, that young person in you, whatever age you were that you had to deal with a bereavement and never got to deal with it, phone those helplines and get help. I'm going to get some of the information. I'm going to be posting it on the podcasts or sharing it. So you guys feel free to go and get help if you need help. If you've got an unresolved issue, such as a bereavement from a childhood or loss of a parent or grandparent or family member, go and speak to someone about it. It's never too late. Even if it's been 20, 30, 40 years, sometimes some of the sadness that we're going through can actually be linked to these unresolved issues, uncared for, untouched, unsolved and unearthed, hidden hurts that we've not even looked into. So take my advice because I've got help as an adult for some of these losses I've suffered. And it's made me stronger, it's made me more positive, it's made me better, and it's made me come to terms with the emotion and the sadness and the feeling that was locked up inside of me. So I'm Mel, as you know, Melinda, and I've been through quite a lot, and I'm just slowly sharing some of my experiences that I don't really get to share when I go out to do public speaking or share my testimony. I'm limited because of time. I'm also limited because there's so much to share that I just can't go there and share everything. However, I did want to document via this podcast and keep a record of some of these, in some of my insights, some of my exposures, some of the things I've experienced in life and what I think about it, and also relate it to here and now and other people's experiences. So yeah, I've touched on bereavement, I've touched about the culture shock. I also want to touch about being in a family home, being raised by someone from a different culture. It was a very unusual meeting my stepdad. They called him Whitey because in Trinidad there was hardly any whites. Didn't see any whites. The only white person I saw was my stepfather, and I met him when I was 2 years of age. My actual biological father died. So this is a story. I'll tell you this now, and in one of the podcasts later I'll tell you the complications of being told I had a different father. But my dad died in 1979, and my mum may have gone out on the Friday or the Saturday. I can't recall what she told me. They went to they had sex, and she got pregnant. And then the next day, they were meant to be going out for a barbecue or so for a lime at the beach with a friend. And he called for my mum to go. And my mama said, no, she's not going nowhere. She has to stay home and look after she child. She's been working every week and this is she day off. Let she stay home. Let she look after she baby. She's not going nowhere. So my grandma put her foot down. The one that didn't have the stroke, the one that was working. She was like, I'm putting this foot down and you're not going nowhere. I had to look after this child on my own with my one arm, one leg in operation. You're not going nowhere today. Basically, that's the Trinidadian mentality. And she must have put her foot down and tell my mum she's not going nowhere. So my mum didn't go, and my mum stayed home and looked after my older sister. And that same day, this is 24 hours later after my mum had slept with him, my dad encountered a car accident. It was him and his two friends, I believe, or three friends, going to the beach to a lime. And as he was overtaken and taken over on the highway, a lorry was facing him and he could not get back in the lane. The person would not let him in, and the lorry was coming and facing him, and he hit the lorry head on. The other people in the car flew out because he wasn't wearing the seatbelt. Apparently he was wearing a seatbelt, and I'm a big promoter of wearing seatbelts, but on this occasion it was a negative because the other people flew out the car, but the impact of the lorry was so heavy on him that he got crushed in that car. Even though he got crushed, the story says that by the time someone came to aid, he gave my mum's name. It's very important to know this because he was already married to someone else and he had four sons with this lady. He was already married to Rita and he already had four sons, and my mum was having an affair. And it's very typical and it's very normal in Trinidad to have a wife and then a common law wife, a husband and a common law husband. That means you've got your legal wife at home, but then you've got someone, a mistress, which is what we call it in the UK, down the road in another house with another family. And yeah, so my dad had his wife and four children, four boys, and I think his oldest was 16 and his youngest might have been about 8 or 9. And then he had my sister with my mom, and then she got pregnant with me 15-20 hours before he died. And because she was a little bit of a player, she didn't know who the dad was, so she grew up telling me, I grew up being told that someone else was my father. That's another thing, child destroying, mental destroying, and mentally affecting lie that parents do. They don't tell children who their parents are. And I grew up being told that I had a different father and his name was Krishna Jagmohan. And I got told to call this man father, dad. And whether my mum did it to claim money or to claim child benefit, child support, whatever from this person, because she knew that my dad had died. I don't know what her reasons are behind it. However, it was devastating because I grew up thinking me and my older sister had different parents, different fathers. And that was my childhood. I didn't find out who my biological father was until I was 21. So for 21 years, I thought that someone else was my father, and I had to call this other person dad, and I had to make phone calls to this other person. And I just followed my mum's instructions to speak to my dad, call Krishna, an Indian man with Indian features and Indian hair. And if anyone ever saw me, they'll see that I've got curly hair, curly, big, large, extremely large afro, Indian features, but there's definitely black afro Caribbean in me if you saw my features. But for whatever reason, my mum said that someone else was my father. So that was the trauma. It's called ACEs, yeah. And it's early childhood exposures, experiences, adverse childhood experiences. I'd say this is some adverse childhood experience that I'm sharing with you on this podcast. I'm hoping that you can hear it in my voice that I am well. I'm not on medication. I'm not on any prescribed antidepressant. I've had therapy throughout the years. I'm someone that gives counseling and advice and helps a lot of people. And I'm just letting you know that it's possible to maintain a sound mind, to grow up with enthusiasm, hope, joy, and faith in God and in life, no matter what you face. I faced a lot. This is just scratching the surface. I'm trying to keep the podcasts short so you can hear little bite-sized snippets of my story. I'm going to be sharing more, and it's going to get more intense because we're going to be touching on abuse, sexual abuse, child abuse, trafficking, financial abuse, demonic possessions, and physical abuse and domestic violence. We're going to be touching on some serious things here, some criminal activities and exposures to it is also going to be shared. But this is meant to be the light section. So I'm keeping this short now. And that was the story about how I got introduced to my white stepfather, the Caucasian man, Whitey, and how I had a biological father, but he died within 24 hours of my mum getting pregnant with me. So yeah, join in with me next time, guys. Stay tuned, because I don't think you're gonna get someone sat down being so transparent with you other than me. And my name is Melinda. Some people call me witness, because I'm witnessing the goodness of God, and I'm a witness and a testament to who God is. And I call myself on Facebook Witness Melinda Williams. I might even try and depole it, you know, to witness. However, I'm going to continue witnessing about the goodness of God. Stay tuned, and I'll see you next time. God bless you. And just remember, God loves you.